Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature the women of Motown. We'll hear from Mary Wells, Charlene, Brenda Holloway, High Energy, Valerie Simpson, Tammy Terrell, The Supremes, and Tina Marie. Well, first up, Mary Wells' number one smash hit, My God. Well, Mary established a number of firsts for Motown. She was the first artist to record on the Motown record label. She was the first to have William Smokey Robinson of the Miracles for a writer and a producer. She was the first to have a top 10 song on Motown with a song called The One Who Really Loves You. And she was the very first to give the label a number one song, My Guy. She was also the first major artist to lead the company, a bittersweet end to her Motown career. Well, Mary Esther Wells was born May 18, 1943 in Detroit, Michigan. She was the youngest of three children, and she started singing in church when she was just 3 years old, and she excelled at the choir at Jefferson High School. She became the choir's featured vocalist, and she also sang with neighborhood doo-wop groups and idolized Jackie Wilson. She started writing songs and came up with one she wanted Wilson to record. She was just 17 years old when she asked a friend of a friend, Motown chief engineer Robert Bateman, to introduce her to Wilson's producer, Berry Gordy Jr. She had no intention to become an artist herself, but she couldn't read or play music, so she sang her song for Berry Gordy. He loved it, but said she should record it herself, and he signed her to a contract on the spot. Well, she was diagnosed with throat cancer in August 1990, and she passed away on July 26, 1992, at the age of 49. Her music lives on with this great song, My Guy, Mary Wells, right here on Motown.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Hey lady, cursing at your life, you're a discontented mother. you never do. But I wish someone had to talk to me like I wanna talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friendly faces because be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Please, lady, don't just walk away. 'Cause I have this need to tell you why I'm all alone today. I can see much of me still living in your eyes. Won't you share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lies? Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed 'em what I've got. By kings, and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
Hey, you know what paradise is? It's a lie, a fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet. I spent my life exploring the subtle hole.
With Tom Fallon.
Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. Every night I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold. Yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts. Every little hurt counts. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone. My love isn't strong for you. This loneliness you've given me. I can't go on giving my life away. You
I'm a toy, and you're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
Brenda Holloway with their biggest charting song in the U.S. Billboard charts. It reached number 13 from 1964, Every Little Bit Hurts. Before that, Charlene had a number 3 tune in 82 with I've Never Been to Me. And we start with Mary Wells' number 1, My Guy, number 1 from 1964. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the balance of this hour, we're featuring all women of Motown. Well, coming up, an all-female group that has some great success in late 1970s, High Energy. Well, High Energy were four ladies that were based in Pasadena, California, and they were discovered during a bicentennial show in their hometown by Gwen Gordy, Barry Gordy's sister. The members of the group included lead singer Vanessa Mitchell, her sister Barbara Mitchell, Linda Howard, and Michelle Martin. The Mitchell sisters were singers, while the remaining members were primarily known for their dancing. Fashioned after the Martha and the Vandellas and the Supremes, they were actually named after a 1970 Supreme album with just the E changed to High in Energy, and the group was signed to Motown's record label in 1977. They quickly found success with the song Coming Up, You Can't Turn Me On, in the middle of Turn Me Off, which reached number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts and number 12 in the U.S. Billboard charts. The group became a trio after Vanessa left after the second album to pursue a career in gospel music. Barbara Mitchell replaced her sister as lead singer. The group would score a total of 9 R&B hits before disbanding for solo careers in 1984. Well, here they are, High Energy, right here on Motown Memories.
This feeling on my mind, it needs you, baby, to satisfy.
You can't turn me off, not in the middle of turning me on. I can't suddenly stop. You change me from cold to hot. Ooh, now I'm ready to give you all the love I've got. Please don't leave me now. Can you
comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Tammy Terrell, on her own before teaming up with Marvin Gaye. That song was called Come On and See Me, and that reached number 25 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1966. Before that, Valerie Simpson, also on the Rhythm and Blues charts, reaching number 24 from 1972, Silly Wasn't I. And we started with High Energy, You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On, number 12 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1977. This hour, we continue to feature the women of Motown, and coming up, the number one woman of Motown, probably, in the 1960s, the Supremes, with yet another number one song from 1967, Love Is Here, and Now You're Gone. Well, of course, this song features the sexy speaking voice of Diana Ross. It was Eddie Holland, one of the writers and producers of this song, to write passages for Diana to talk through rather than sing. A technique she would put to good use in many future hits, such as Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Well, talk singing is what we used to call it, explained Lamont Dozier, also one of the writers and producers. We realized she was quite dramatic at it. She would start singing these songs. If they touched her emotionally, she would just cry and sing right on the spot. She was a natural. So it was no big surprise that she went into the movie business. Diana's future seemed to be unlimited. Well, here are the Supremes. Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, right here on Motown Memphis.
Close the door to your heart and you turn the key. Locked your love away from me.
Love is here. And oh my darling, now you're gone. You made me love you. And oh my darling, now you're gone. You said love and you would make life beautiful with these passing days.
You stripped me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love is.
The lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
Two.
Tina Marie with the number 4 tune in the US Billboard charts from 1985, Lover Girl, her biggest song that she ever had. And we started with the Supremes, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, number 1 from 1967. Well, during the last hour, we featured all the women of Motown. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.